The Proverbs have always been one of my favorite books of the Bible because that's one place, especially, that you can read the same passages again and again, and they can hit you in different ways, because the Proverbs just basically teach you how to deal with life. Solomon himself, he starts off the Proverbs introducing himself as Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And then he basically, to summarize his little intro, he basically says the Proverbs are to give us wisdom, to give us understanding in how we deal with life. And then his very first proverb, which is the one I'm going to kind of talk about today, is fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fools despise wisdom and instruction. But especially that first part, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, when I read that, it kind of reminds me of Ecclesiastes. And for those of you who've read Ecclesiastes, it can be a bit tough. It can be a bit of a downer. Because it's just, again and again, it says that everything is meaningless. It's chasing after the wind. It's useless. It's a waste of time. It's vanity. All these words that are used to describe it, that everything in life is basically a waste of time. And it can kind of get you down a little bit. And then at the very, very end, Solomon, who also wrote that, says, but this is the conclusion of the matter. This is the summary, that we're to fear God and to keep his commandments. And that he says that as a summary. But in Proverbs, he sets it up at the very beginning as the first of many Proverbs. And he does that on purpose, because he says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the foundation. He sets that up. The very foundation of all the wisdom and instruction that we receive should be fear the Lord. Now, we think of fear, I think of fear, I remember watching when I was younger those scary movies, I don't get into them so much anymore, but when I was younger, I liked them, and, you'd watch a scary movie, and then you'd have to, it's nighttime, you have to run out to the store to get something, and it's dark out, and you're looking over your shoulder, and you're kind of scared out there that something's going to happen to you, and that's not exactly what this is talking about. The main thrust of this kind of fear is awe and reverence of God, that looking at God as being in supreme control of everything. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a sense of actual fear. You think of all the biblical accounts of people who came in contact with angels, and these are just angels, nowhere even close to God. But they came in contact with angels and they fell to their faces in fear. So there definitely is a sense of fear. But for the believer anyways, the main thrust is like an awe and an adoration for God, that we recognize that he's in control. Now, certainly we can have a fear that God can certainly throw any of us into hell. But as believers, we also have his promises that kind of tempers that sort of fear, that God has given us promises, and the promise for us is that the blood of Christ covers us, so we don't have to worry about that. So when we talk about, as a believer, a fear of God, it's still a sense of falling on the face, but it's an adoration, it's an awe of the Lord. Now, it says, fear the Lord is a beginning of knowledge. Now, it's the beginning, which means it has to continue. This fear has to continue all through the wisdom that we're trying to get through the rest of these Psalms. And Solomon failed miserably. He did all kinds of things that sent him away from the Lord, and it was he didn't end as strongly as he began. So we would do well to heed what he has to say and fear the Lord at all times.